Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from God, Amen. Today is the 25th day of the blessed month of Amshir. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 65, Anno Domini, Saint Philemon, his wife Apphia, and their son Archippus were martyred. They were native of Colossi, capital of Phrygia in Asia Minor. They believed in the Lord Christ on the hand of the Apostle St. Paul. They participated with him in the missionary ministry. Our teacher, St. Paul, sent an epistle to St. Philemon, included the apostolic greetings to all his family members and the love of the apostles to his friend Philemon. The apostle appealed to him to accept Onesimus, the thief and fugitive slave, after he had repented on the hand of St. Paul. Philemon received the epistle with joy and accepted his slave Onesimus as a brother and not as a slave as the apostle Paul commanded. The fathers, the apostles, consecrated him bishop for Colossae. After he had served his people with righteousness and purity, the heathen seized him and his family. They scourged him severely, then placed them in a pit and stoned them until they delivered their spirits in the hands of Christ, whom they loved and served. Thus they received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of their prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also, St. Cona was martyred in the city of Rome. He was born in Christian parents who raised him with a spiritual ecclesiastical upbringing. When he grew, his parents wed him against his will. When he was alone with his bride, he put the light that was in the room off, then he lit it again. He asked his bride, "What is better, the light or the darkness?" She replied, "The light is better." Then he started to talk to her about the Lord Christ, the light of the world. The words of grace touched her heart, and they lived with each other as brother and sister in complete celibacy. They devoted themselves to fasting, prayer, and serving. He guided many from his city to the faith of Christ. The Lord also granted him the gift of performing miracles and casting evil spirits out. When a heathen governor ruled, he pursued the Christians and tortured them. He seized Cona and scourged him until his flesh was torn. When he saw his steadfast in his faith, he beheaded him with the sword, so he received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayers be with us. Amen. Today also marks the martyrdom of St. Mina in the city of Qus. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. Also in this day was the departure of St. Abu Fana in Mount Delga during the reign of Emperor Theodosius the Great. This saint was born to pious Christian parents who raised him in the fear of God and keeping his commandments. He grew loving the solitary life, contemplation, and being merciful to the poor and the needy. He became monk in his youth in one of the monasteries of El Ashmunin. He practiced the ascetic life along with the manual work. He sold the work of his hands, ate with a portion of it, and contributed the rest to the poor. He increased in his worship, asceticism, and his love for the brethren. He longed for the spiritual life to spend a greater time with the Lord Christ. He took the permission of the abbot of the monastery and dwelt in a cave in the western desert, west of the village of Abu Sir. God granted him a spring of water to drink from. The saint fasted daily till evening during summer and 2 days at a time in the winter, along with the many prayers and prostrations, until his skin clave to his bones and looked like a burnt wood. In spite of his love for the solitary life, he did not shut his heart before his brothers. His dwelling became a spiritual shining center. All the monks came to receive his guidance. The Lord also granted him the gift of performing miracles and signs. When the hour of his departure drew near, the angel of the Lord informed him that he would depart from this world. He asked the priest of the area to bring the holy mysteries for him. He partook of it, standing on his feet, which were swollen from the long standing. He bade his brothers farewell, blessed them, asking for their prayers, then delivered his pure spirits. The fathers shrouded and buried him with great honor. A monastery was built after his name nearby the village of Bani Khalid. The monastery of Abu Fana still located in the wilderness west of city of Malawi. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.